You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so that Hollywood producer that said Sydney Sweeney is not pretty and can't act is backpedaling.
What? Shocking info.
I mean, when your comments end up on TMZ being critical of a young woman, it's not going to end well for you.
But and, it is a female producer, we should point out. Yeah.
Carol Baum is her name, and she produced Father of the Bride. She had another movie in the 80s. She was kind of a big deal in the 80s, I guess. But
so yeah. Was I.
Yeah, she had originally said, I don't get Sydney Sweeney. I find her latest movie unwatchable, and she's not attractive. And then, you know, the story got picked up everywhere. We talked about it yesterday during the show, and she's now... I mean, completely doing a 180. I never talk like that about people. I don't know why I did it. It's like, yeah, I bet you're sorry now because it became national news about how much of a scumbag you are. I bet you're upset.
She should have stuck with it. See, that's the thing. When you caved all that kind of stuff, whether you seem like a jerk or not, that was your opinion.
Yeah.
It's legal to have that opinion. Would she have backpedaled if she had said the same thing about a young, good-looking man actor?
Absolutely not.
Would she be backpedaling?
If he's beloved.
No, I don't think she would have.
She'd be having to backpedal. She would just be, because it would be, oh, well, that's a woman's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, that's a woman's opinion. She shouldn't be saying that about another woman. It just, you know.
So you don't necessarily agree with what she said, right. But the fact that she should apologize. Yeah,
shows that she's soulless.
Is there ever a reason to apologize if you...
Yes.
Yeah. Why shouldn't she apologize?
Because she's not really meaning that. Well, hold on a minute. I kind of think that in this situation, even if she does think that she was wrong, just to keep from appeasing those little whiny butts, she should just stick with it.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get... You've already said it. They're not going to let you go now. Once you apologize, that's putting blood in the water where the sharks are around.
Yeah, I agree.
They're going to smell fear, and then they're really coming after you. They're bullies.
Well, she is one of the bullies. I mean, she's a Hollywood producer. She's probably one of the bullies.
Yeah, but she's allowed to have an opinion that you cannot disagree with. Everybody thinks that's stupid, but she's allowed to have that opinion.
I think it was calling her unattractive when she's like, Sydney Sweeney is like the apple of so many young guys' eyes. I guess. So there's an element of that in it.
But, I mean, you can have a head football, like Bill Belichick, the best NFL head coach ever. He is not as athletic as his players, but he can also tell them where they're not good.
Yeah.
You know, that's this situation. She's a producer. She knows about things. She has an opinion.
Mm-hmm. So there.
Right.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick was in the news yesterday. They say Robert Kraft was instrumental in making sure that Bill Belichick did not get the head coaching job for the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. Mm-hmm. And apparently that relationship has soured mightily in the last couple of years. So Bill Belichick was in the news all day yesterday. But those are a few things that are now trending. Found some interesting things out about our radio family members yesterday. I'll tell you what they were coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Go get your Ace and TJ hot sauces at acetj.com/store. We've got five to choose from. They're all really good. And I'm not just saying that because I work for Ace and TJ. They're actually very good hot sauces. Delicious, actually. So acetj.com/store. Pick up your own. Buy one. Buy all five. You can't ever have too many hot sauces. So I hate to rip the Band-Aid off of a sensitive subject, but I feel like I have to. So I'm uncomfortable doing this. A few weeks ago, we were going to do this thing on the Ace and Friends radio show where Tech D Rob was going to parallel park because he's never done it. Rob is 38 years old and he's never parallel parked. Not even in driver's ed, I don't believe.
No, so never done it.
We were going to have him parallel park, and then he was really uncomfortable with the idea of doing it.
I thought he was going to cry.
He said he was going to throw up, I believe is what he said. And it made him pretty uncomfortable. And it lasted for like hours. And I said, the day kind of went on and Ace said, well, we don't have to do it if you're that uncomfortable with it. And I thought that was a very kind-hearted thing to do. And not really in the Ace wheelhouse. Normally you would have said.
Uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
I was not happy about it.
You can keep that. You don't have to say that.
Oh, I knew. I didn't like it, but I was like, no, it's Friday. I'm not even going to fight this battle today.
But it was pretty shocking. That's why we wanted to have him do it, because it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But so much with Rob is not believable. Like, he's scared to go down a slide. As an adult, or he's never gone down a slide. There are those things that you would think are unusual that aren't unusual to him. So the question here today is, what is something relatively commonplace that you've never experienced before? We've heard about people never flying on airplanes before, and I think we have a lot of those people in the radio family. Some people have never left the state and things like that. But to have never gone down a slide is another level. At the Ace TJ show, what seems relatively normal that you have never done before? Easy question.
I have never ordered Uber Eats or any of that stuff.
DoorDash or anything like that?
Never done it.
Never done it. I've been a part of an order that somebody else was placing, but I've never done it myself.
No interest in it either.
Yeah. But it, not enough to where, you know, oh, I'm just starving. I got to get that app. I got to do that. It's the only way I'm going to eat, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Not important. Mm. Ace, you've pretty much done it all.
I can't. I just can't think of anything common like that. Like, I always think of people that you hear from people that are like, I'm 35. I've never ridden a bike. Wow, how does that happen? Like, I don't know. That,
do you know somebody like that?
We've had people tell us that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Never on a bike.
TJ and I had a lady one time that she was like, what, in her 50s? And she'd never been to the, she lived outside Charlotte. She'd never been to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
Like, she lived 20 miles away or 30 miles away. You've never just thought, I want to ride and see what that looks like. I see it on television all the time.
Yeah. So we went and picked her up and drove her through Charlotte. Yeah.
Really? Was she excited to do it again, or was that like,
no,
was she kind of like, okay.
She's like, oh, okay, I did it.
Yeah, like, I'm not missing anything.
Same thing when we were on the radio in Huntsville. The guy said, I ain't never been to Huntsville. I live in Athens.
Yeah.
Why? I ain't lost nothing in Huntsville.
Yeah, to never have left Huntsville, Alabama, it's kind of wild.
Yeah.
At the Ace TJ Show, you can be anonymous if you want to, but what is it for you? We'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
If you'd like to follow the show on social media, it's at the Ace TJ Show. Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, we're all over the place. Ace TJ, at the Ace TJ Show. So we're talking about common things that you've never experienced before. Tech D Rob never parallel parked. TJ never ordered from Uber Eats or any food delivery services. I've pretty much done everything, so I can't really play.
Yeah.
what have you never done that seems pretty common? Now, our radio family is, they are not a flying bunch. We have hundreds of comments here, and the majority of them are, yeah, I've never been on an airplane before. So I asked a few of them, is it a lack of desire or never had the opportunity? And they say a little bit of both. Not many people are afraid to fly on the plane. They've just never really had a destination in mind. Which is kind of wild. Like, you've never had to go to a funeral, like, never had to, but I guess everybody lives right there.
Yeah,
like,
people live relatively close street. Together, you know, a couple hours away at the most.
When you're all living on the family compound.
And it's also really expensive.
It's also very expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, never, what have you never done? Pam said, I've never had a driver's license. An adult. Except, I bet that's rare. I think
never
it
had a driver's license.
Never had stitches. Never been to a concert. Dana said.
Stitches, I don't think, is all that uncommon. There are a lot of people that probably never had stitches.
I've never had. Well, I had my wisdom teeth taken out and had stitches. But Dana said, I've never been to a concert. I said, no interest, or you just never had the opportunity? Never had the opportunity. So, Dana, today is your lucky day. Somebody, I'm sure, is going to offer you concert tickets. I just feel it. Sometimes you just feel things.
But to be clear, it's not going to be us.
Oh, no.
Because we can't afford to pay for that.
No. It's not us. But I just feel it for you, Dana.
Today's your day.
I thought we had some concerts.
We do, but you got to play Ace TJ Prime Rewards. We're giving them out next week. Pairs of tickets to the Love and Life Music Festival. That would have been a great segue if I was like, well, yeah, Dana,
there you go. You
here's your tickets. But that's not the way it works, Dana. Welcome to the real world. Got to play Ace TJ Prime Rewards.
So your first concert will be a concert festival.
Yeah. It'd be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Get to see everybody. Never been on a cruise, never snuck out as a kid. Did you guys ever sneak out?
No.
That seemed like something you see on TV and movies and stuff. But yeah. Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a few times.
To do what? What were you going to do?
Let's see. One time we snuck out to try to go over, and a couple times snuck over to try to see if these girls were hanging out.
Yeah.
Sometimes just let's go somewhere. Let's go see what's going on. You sneak out and try to walk around. Yeah. You got to go out the window, just kind of walk around.
You see did go out the window?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you snuck out.
Go see if these girls were hanging out in front of their windows.
Like, we knew they were over there. Like, we knew there were a couple of them at this house. You'd go over there and, like, tap on the window, like, what are y'all doing?
What y'all doing? Let me in.
You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, my house, my couple friends' houses, you know, it's happened before.
Yeah, sure. Never broken a bone. A lot of plane stuff.
I've never broken a bone. Is that uncommon?
Yeah, I guess so. You've never broken a bone?
I just feel like most people have broken
something.
It seems like everybody I know has broken a bone at some point.
Mm. I broke a leg bone once.
Oof.
That fella still limps.
Oh.
So at the Ace TJ show, if you've got a great one, we learned something so shocking yesterday about one member of the Ace and TJ show that I need to revisit it for just a second. So we'll do that next.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
The Ace and TJ show is brought to you by Richard Toccato, who's awesome. He's Ace and TJ's friend, but he's also a mortgage expert. So if you're looking to buy a home, buy a second home, buy your first home, maybe you're looking to refinance or open a home equity line to get some cash, all it takes is one short phone call with Richard Toccato.
With Richard.
So homewithrichard.com, or you just give him a call. Really nice guy. You're going to enjoy talking to him. I promise you that.
Well, is he nice or is he just cool?
I don't know him.
No, he's a sweetheart. He's a teddy bear.
He's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would tell you if he wasn't nice, but he seems very nice.
He is. I'm kidding.
Yeah, he seems super nice. So yesterday afternoon, the Ace and Friends radio show happened, and now there's a guest on the show. Every Wednesday, Ace's sister joins the show. Her name is Piper. Ace calls her Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
Because that's where we're from. We grew up there. That's where she lives. Pineville, Louisiana. Yeah.
And the theme of her phone calls has been her sort of experiences with the paranormal.
Her gift, Riggin.
Yeah, yeah. She calls it a gift.
Her gift of being able to contact, talk to, be with, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I think she's been on three times.
Yeah.
And there's so much information that comes out during those short phone calls that I don't really fully understand all the intricacies of what she's living with now. Yeah. I don't, because she's talking about cleansing you with eggs, and how she's seeing spirits. But yesterday was a little more interesting because she revealed that lately she has been seeing Ace's mother.
My mom died a year and a half ago, and my sister owns that house now, lives in that house, and she's moved into my mom's bedroom, which is the master bedroom of the house. And she says she sees my mom almost daily now.
Yeah. And Ace, I don't know what to make of it, man. Well, I don't.
Is that because of her gift, or is it just because she would be able to see your mom in there even if she didn't have the quote-unquote gift?
I don't know the answer to that, TJ. That's a really good question. I didn't ask her that yesterday.
Because, you know, rednecks always see ghosts of their relatives. And stuff,
I know that. I'm aware. You know, I'm aware.
That is a characteristic of the people with the reddish hued necks.
We got a lot of messages after we posted that clip of that yesterday. Like, and people were just like, somebody sent me a message that goes, what?
Yeah. And that's kind of why I bring it up, because I'm editing this video and part of me is starting to feel a little dirty about it. I did only met your mother a handful of times, maybe three times. So sweet, so kind, everything you want in a mother. Yeah. And I just feel like it might be, she wouldn't want me posting that on dang old Instagram.
She would say something to the effect of, David, I think when I watch that, I think you're making fun of Piper.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would
be
like, well, Mom, you might be right. But why? Why? It's her words. Well, I'm not making fun of her. I wasn't making fun of her yesterday. I was astonished. Like, oh, wow. I didn't know that's been happening at the house.
As was I. So,
this house that I grew up in.
Go watch the video from yesterday at the Ace TJ Show or Ace Cannon Media on Instagram. And let me know your thoughts. And now trending next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So tomorrow, the new Taylor Swift album is out. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. People, Swifties, freaking out yesterday because the album allegedly leaked. But now they're showing, it looks like it was all AI-generated music, which I didn't even really think about. That's something new our artists have to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, your album leaked. Well, no, it didn't. They used AI to create these songs.
They had to come up with a whole new set of rules for the Grammy Awards and everything for AI generated music, like outlawing it. That can't be. You can't use AI generated music or can't get to win awards for that kind of thing.
See, and I don't think that's right.
Man. Yeah,
I think I mean, if it's music, I mean, yeah. I don't know if you can have a dog in a hardcore rock band, you know, be recognized as music. Why can't AI generated music?
They're saying it's, you know, that a computer creates. The humans have to create the music. I guess is what they're saying
on a computer.
Maybe
yeah, with the help of a computer.
Yeah, with the help of a computer.
So her album is out tomorrow, expected to be a big seller. Did everybody see this video of the Brazilian woman that brings her uncle into the bank?
It's one of my
favorite stories of the day.
It is incredible.
You can talk about that.
Go ahead. I just say I love the story.
It's crazy. I mean, it's a viral video. It was all over social media yesterday. This woman brings her deceased uncle into the bank to make him sign over whatever money he has. And the video is so weird. I mean, it's kind of stomach turning because it does show a dead person.
He's clearly dead. I mean, there's no dispute. He's
even
dead.
Having to hold his head up.
I mean, TMZ is calling it a Weekend at Bernie's, kind of stunt.
And when I see that, I wonder how many younger people know what that reference is to that old movie from the either late 80s or early 90s.
Well, interesting you said that, TJ, because I had to record some stuff this morning. That story was in there, and I took the moment to, let me explain to you the reference here. I had to explain the reference to make sure everybody knew.
The problem is that there's been no reference to take the place of Weekend at Bernie's. It's so specific.
Sure.
You're walking around with a dead body. If there was another movie that came along and was popular, we could swap it out. But that's the best they came up with. But it is weird.
Yeah.
And pretty disturbing.
And if you don't know, in the story, the teller realizes immediately, oh my God, this guy's dead. And they're filming her. Yeah. The teller holds long enough. She alerts other employees. They did arrest the lady there in the store. They don't even know if they're related.
Oh, God.
Mm. Yeah. They don't even know if the two people are related or not. Where did she get that dead body?
Where did she get the body? Oh, so disturbing. And Caitlin Clark is trending this morning. Obviously, she was picked first in the WNBA draft, which is also trending. And her salary has been been talked about a lot. What is it, $100,000 a year?
$76,000.
So, but yesterday news came out that she is reportedly going to get her own signature shoe with Nike, and they're calling it a low eight-figure deal.
Yeah.
Eight-figure. So that should make up for
the key is she could be the Jordan of women's basketball. This could be the thing that women's basketball needed, the WNBA needed, to expand, to explode, so they do start making more money. But let's face it, the league loses money right now. It's that simple. They don't make any money, and nobody watches it on TV. The WNBA. I'm not talking about Caitlin Clark and all that. So this may be the game changer that they need.
And if the NBA didn't give them charity money and basically supplement them, it wouldn't even exist. It
wouldn't even exist.
Because they don't make any money profit or at all.
The WNBA has lost money every year for all the 25 years it's been in existence.
So they're lucky to even have a job.
Harsh word. Tough words. But those are a few things that are now trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
A story that Ace has always told is one time his dad had a little too much to drink, and when Ace was a young fella, what, 13, 12 or 13?
Or 12.
12 years old, he said, slide over here, bud, and steer. So Ace was technically a designated driver at the age of 12. But anytime there is a story that comes out that trumps that, you have to throw it out there, and this is one of them. This is in St. Louis. An 8-year-old was found driving a car in the downtown, and they said that the child was seen driving in the wrong direction. So they pulled him over, and he was driving because his mother was unconscious in the back of the vehicle along with a 3-year-old who was not in a car seat. They took the mother, Latanya Mays Gale, 28, into custody. And said that the 8-year-old told the police that his mother could no longer drive and instructed him to take over. That was what the thing was. That his mom was just exhausted, taking a nap in the back, and he decided to take off. She said, I can't drive anymore. You come up here and drive, according to the report.
Hmm. Yikes.
That's horrible.
Was she drunk or on?
It didn't say, but she's charged with 2 counts of first degree endangering the welfare of a child.
So he's eight driving downtown.
Going the wrong way. But this is just further proof of how soft our society has become. Mm-hmm. I mean, when an 8-year-old can't drive his mom and baby sister home in a big city like St. Louis just because his mom's tired for whatever reason, I mean, you're gonna send her to jail for that?
Yeah.
I mean, we got real criminals out there doing stuff, especially in St. Louis. You couldn't go find somebody committing a real crime in St. Louis. Yeah. Throw them in jail. If anybody should be thrown in jail, it's the driver. He's the one that was driving in the wrong direction and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Driving without a license. You should have put him in jail, not his poor mom. She's just probably been out there working 3 or 4 jobs trying to make ends meet, needed a nap, and then he just took off. You can't trust kids nowadays. But that's why they act like this, is because people are so soft on them.
It's true.
I mean, he should have just been happy he was getting to drive.
Yeah, man. Yeah, at 8? Yeah. He said, you want to drive and you want to work the pedals?
Yeah. That's something. Hey, Riggins, before, was this already gone by the time you were young? Did you ever get on your dad's lap and he let you pretend like you were steering?
Sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably get arrested for that now.
Yeah,
if you're driving down the road, you're not in a seatbelt, yeah. Even if you're old enough to not be in a car seat. So I mean, if you're not on a seat, you're driving, you're on your dad's lap. Yeah, they probably see what I mean.
Soft.
Nothing but soft.
soft.
Mm. All right, y'all scoff at Ace's sister's psychic abilities and all, but there's a situation that really took place that that I could easily see Ace being able to take advantage of with his clairvoyant sister, his paranormal Piper from Pineville. So you're going to be eating your words coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace & TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Ooh. Okay, Ace's sister, Piper, started out as dabbling into the tarot cards. And she would do readings for people on social medias and that sort of thing. And then, like we were talking about earlier, and you know, that she has, you know, found out that she's got these other gifts of psychic abilities, and she's a ghost hunter and all kinds of stuff now. But
sorry,
we don't believe in all of that stuff. That you know, tarot cards are real and psychics are real and all of that stuff. But in Michigan, a woman went to a tarot card reader, and that woman told her that she was going to come into some money very soon, quote unquote, very soon. The woman went home, scratched a lottery ticket that she had bought earlier in the day and won $500,000, $500,000.
$500,000.
Now, I am adamant against all of that kind of stuff and thinking that it's all a scam and people don't have these abilities and all of that stuff. So if that had happened to me, well, first of all, it would have to be a tarot card reader just shouting something out at me. I mean, I wouldn't go to one, but let's say I did go to one.
Yeah.
And that happened.
I'm just going to shout at you. Hey, you're about to get some money.
give me 10 bucks. I'll tell you the whole story.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm good. I'm still not believing it. Would that make y'all question whether or not it's real if it happened like that?
Yes.
Yeah. It would.
Well, yeah. Sure. It would make me wonder. That's amazing.
It would, to me, it's a coincidence.
It could, and I would still think that could be a coincidence.
But because technically, I came into the money before she said I was going to come into money.
How so?
Because she had already bought the lottery ticket.
Oh, she already had the ticket.
Yeah. She bought it earlier in the day.
Yeah, that would make me at least go, that was pretty interesting.
I'd go back. I'd go back for sure.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't press my luck. I'd be like, oh, it worked one time. We're golden.
Yeah, I always just picture their houses being messy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Who, the tarot card readers?
Yeah, those psychics and, you know, crystal ball, palm readers.
Why do you assume she was doing it at her house?
Because they always do, don't they?
Come on. Yeah,
I always see the signs out in people's yard in the country. You know, you're driving around, you see a big sign that says palm reader.
It's definitely. Yeah.
And why is the palm always red on
because
the sign?
Because it's Does been red. Something? They read your palm.
Oh. It's always like a red palm outlined in black, and it says like palm reader or something.
Yeah, because that person's palm has been red, therefore... It's red in color.
I did not
It's a double entendre.
Did not get that, TJ. Thank you. I didn't know.
That's an all-time trashy day. I think I'm going to head out. I'm going to go grab a scratcher and go see the tarot card. What are you going to do today?
What are you doing?
And if you're just walking into somebody's house that's into spirits and all that kind of stuff, I just assume they've got like dried monkey fists and things hanging up and bat wings and things like that, you know, they use for their potions and, you know, crystal balls must be expensive because you don't see people advertising that they read crystal balls anymore.
Yeah, the crystal balls kind of become passe, I guess.
Technology's gotten better, so they just read your palm.
All I know is there's some things in my mom's house right now she'd pass out if she knew they were there.
Let me see your phone. I'll tell you all about yourself.
Right.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We have so much funny stuff coming up today on TJ's podcast, which is at 10 Eastern this morning on Spotify and wherever you get podcasts and stuff, the Ace TJ app, family app. We got so much funny stuff on there that I was able to just take a story that I had planned to talk about on that and bring it here because we wouldn't have time to get to all of it. And I want everybody to be able to enjoy this and be able to discuss it amongst ourselves. A woman in Indiana got arrested because she called the 911 and reported that her drug dealer had just given her some weird meth.
There you like go.
She said, I just want to ensure that everyone is okay, that it was not what it was supposed to be because it gave her a feeling that was different as soon as it touched her nostrils and skin. So they went to her house and she handed them the meth in question. They tested it and it was methamphetamine and they arrested her. But she was trying to be nice and trying to alert the public, like, hey, I don't want anybody to get, she was going to turn the drug dealer in. I don't know if she gave them the name of the drug dealer before they tested it and said, no, you're actually just wrong here. Because would you want to be the one known for turning in a meth dealer in Indiana?
That's what I'm thinking. One, she had good intentions. Her heart was in the right place. But two, now she's exposed herself, and the drug dealer's like, we got to kill this woman.
Yeah, well, she didn't. I don't think she told off on him. She didn't identify him. But she's already been convicted of things like meth possession, criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, resisting, operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, you know, the huge.
The huge.
So she's looking at a 30-month prison sentence right now to be in the penitentiary for 30 months for this amphetamine thing. But, you know, nice guys finish last, always.
Yeah.
You can't be nice to people anymore. She's trying to make sure nobody got this bad meth because she was lucky it didn't kill her. So she wants to make sure it doesn't kill anybody else.
Yeah, she said once it hit my nostrils, she
snorting the meth.
But she doesn't look like a stereotypical meth addict. I would have never thought this woman would be a meth addict.
I don't think
I'm waiting for the big reveal.
Yeah, no, I mean, I believe you.
Look, she doesn't look like a meth addict, does she?
Oh, no.
No, I guess not.
No.
And why?
She's got glasses on.
And it's not really because her skin's clear and all that. What? It's because she's not skinny.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Like, you never think about a chubby meth addict, right?
See, that's I literally had that thought, and I thought, I really can't think of a good way to phrase this.
That's I know y'all are thinking too.
I just couldn't come up with a good way to say it.
Go watch the video of this podcast later. and watch their faces when I turn that screen around and show them what she looked like. Why? She's got glasses.
Sir, I have the answer. I just don't know what to say.
I, for the record, did not.
Ringing the Now Trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
A lot of NBA news. It's playoffs, right?
Yeah. Play-in games for the Eastern Conference were last night.
Okay. So the play-in games.
The play-in games. Yeah. Playoffs? WNBA is still trending. People are still discussing the salary for women's basketball players in the WNBA, whether it's fair, whether it's not fair. So that is an ongoing argument. Red Lobster is trending this morning. There's news out that Red Lobster is reportedly considering filing for bankruptcy. Their last CEO was only in the position for 8 months before being let go. So things are not great with Red Lobster right now.
The Red Lobster CEO lasts 8 months. He's hardly had time to make enough changes to even see if it works or not.
And they're blaming some of it on the $20 endless shrimp. That's single-handedly really caused them major financial problems. But $20 for endless shrimp? That seems like not a...
I'm thinking that it may be something to do with inflation, that their prices have had to be higher.
Yeah.
And then people look at it like, I mean, this isn't even a fancy seafood place. We're paying this much for it, but it's still seafood, which is more expensive.
Sure. And Lobster Fest is just started, so that hasn't dissuaded them from doing campaigns like that. But
I bought tickets for both days of Lobster Fest.
You can find me at Lobster Fest.
Y'all go to that Coachella all you want. I'm going to Lobster Fest.
Get some biscuits.
Disney is trending this morning. They're planning on a new streaming concept that will include old style TV channels. So if you want to go watch Marvel stuff, it'll have its own channel. If you want to watch Disney movies, it'll have its own channel. So kind of going backwards.
You would open the app and then one of your selections would be like TV and you could just flip the channels from one to the next like you can when you watch Hulu or something?
I think so.
Okay, interesting.
So we'll see if that's a success or not. And then Time has their most influential people of the year, 100 most influential people. Here are some of the names. 21 Savage, Dua Lipa, Patrick Mahomes, Kelly Ripa?
That's the one that jumped out at me the most is, what's Kelly Ripa doing on that list?
Who's she influencing?
Fantasia Barrino made the list.
Yeah. Fantasia? Mm-hmm. Good for her. I like Fantasia. And who else? Yeah.
Mark Cuban made the list.
Yeah, Mark Cuban. Elliot Page, people like that. Michael J. Fox is also there. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
We are a society at war with itself. Because there is something that has gone viral on TikTok. Apparently, it's been around for a long time. But we're going to find out just what kind of lady, just what kind of mom you are based upon what you drive. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
My wife has alerted me to a battle that is happening every single day amongst moms and women in these United States of America. The battle. White SUV mom, black SUV mom. Not as in the color of their skin, but the color of their SUVs.
So it's not so it's not quite as sexy.
I can see all of y'all are like, oh, I don't know where this is going.
I was pulling the audio and I was like, are we supposed to play this?
So here's an example. This has gone viral on TikTok lately, and it's all these women, millions of them, talking about this.
Have you guys heard about the white SUV versus the black SUV moms? The white SUVs are like the cute aesthetic and take care of their kids, like go to Target dates and Starbucks. And the black SUVs are like gross and disgusting and shop at Walmart. Gross.
And then as she turns her shoulder, you see her black SUV over her shoulder. And it's a whole thing of these women identifying whether they are drive a white SUV or a black SUV. Because the white SUV moms are the clean, sweet, pretty ones, the Target ladies. The black SUV moms are thought of apparently to be the more earthy, gritty, more Walmart SUV mom. And I must admit, if you start scrolling through, just go to the trend and start scrolling through, it's kind of interesting. You're like, huh, there might be something to this. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know why it is. It just seems that it could be that way. Now, these could just be the people who've responded. But immediately you start thinking of people you know that drive SUVs, like, well, she drives a white SUV.
It probably checks out.
I don't know what that is, but it's kind of fun to look at because it does kind of check out.
I think it's so funny. People act like Target's on scale with Bloomingdale's or something.
Agreed. Like,
come on. I don't go to Target anymore, nor does my wife. She drives a white SUV for political reasons.
But your what Jody is the quintessential white SUV mom. Always very put together, very particular about things. She's very good at getting things done and accomplishing things, and you know always very active. Go.
So are you saying that women who drive a black SUV, Ace, are just trash?
I am not saying anything.
Trashy.
I am not saying that. What I am saying is that
it sounds like that's what
investigate it on TikTok for yourself and draw your own conclusions.
Are you alluding to it?
I am doing nothing of the sort, Rob. Okay, all right. I am just telling you that's what's active and viral on TikTok right now.
It sounds like you're accusing
me. Now I am through discussing.
You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, NEOGENIX.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
What won't a cheater cheat on? This is one of those things that's gonna, I don't know, you get a little crazy when you see this. The cheating website AshleyMadison.com asks users to name things they'd be less likely to cheat on. For example, number one on the list, 90% would feel worse about cheating on their favorite sports team. So 90% than their spouse or significant other. Yeah, 90%. 90% would also feel worse about cheating on a test than they would about cheating on their spouse or significant other.
What?
Yeah. 89% said the same thing about their therapist. They'd feel really bad about cheating on their therapist. They'd feel worse about cheating on their therapist than they would about cheating on their significant other. Their chosen political party, 86%. And then a tie between their preferred fitness club and their regular coffee order at 85%. Can you cheat on a coffee order?
Does that mean you just order something that you don't normally drink?
Yeah.
I guess so.
If you got a certain favorite, then you order something else?
Yeah.
Your favorite, your hairstylist came in on the list at 82%. The diet. Also making the list, they'd feel worse about cheating on their favorite shoe brand, their phone carrier, or their favorite takeout place than they would cheating on their significant other.
But these are people already using Ashley
Madison. They're already cheating. They're already in the process of cheating on AshleyMadison.com.
But how can we believe anything that comes from Ashley Madison?
I don't know.
Their whole business is built around encouraging people to come to them if they're cheaters.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think they'd be a bunch of liars and cheaters themselves?
But that's one of those websites. Like, I don't want to be involved in cheating, but I would be curious to see, what does that website even look like? You know what I mean? Looks like.
I just wanted to see what it looked like.
Don't you want to know?
Why is AshleyMadison.com in our search history?
I just wanted to see, you know, what it looked like.
Don't you just want to know, like, how does that work?
And I checked it every day to see if it had changed looks.
That's all. That's all I'm saying.
How do I create a username and password?
Wait, why is it autofilling?
Say, admit it. There are things like that we're all curious about. You don't dare go, but you just think, like, I wonder how that works. I wonder what that looks like.
I can tell you what it looks like. The devil, that's what it looks like.
Well, agreed. I'm just saying. Don't act like you're not curious.
Yeah, sure. You would never.
Like, everybody wants to see the inside of the lingerie store when you drive by. You're curious. You want to get in there, but you don't go in there.
You think you're hitting some relatable observations here? You really?
Driving by the lingerie store on the interstate.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Kind of feel like I wish I could just walk back a little bit of that last conversation we had about the Ashley Madison thing.
Now,
you don't have that. You don't see things go, I should be quiet. Never mind. We'll move on to something.
Well, you used the trashy lingerie store by the interstate.
Well, I was
as an example.
Use,
I'd like, everybody wants to go in there, right?
I didn't say everybody wants to go in there. I just said you're curious when you drive. I wonder what's in there. It's like those places that you drive by that say arcade on there. I know it's not an arcade like where they have, you know, video games. I am very curious as to what's in there. But I don't want to go in there because I don't want to go in there and do any kind of illegal gambling or something, which I don't know if it's illegal or not. I don't know. I'm curious to see what's in there.
Or, you know, you don't want to go in there and get killed.
Or that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like driving by. Sometimes you drive by a bar and go, man, I wonder what that place looks like. Probably I'm not going in there, but I'm curious to know what it looks like in there.
I know. I'm just kidding you. I'm the same way whenever I drive past a cockfighting ring. Wonder what that is. Love to see the inside of that.
I would be curious. Yeah,
with a handful of cash.
Yeah.
Just I drove by three lingerie stores today.
It's like a fight club. I gotta know what's inside.
You gotta know what I'm
using. Following Google Maps.
Don't act like you're not curious to see what's inside. By the way, there's a very distressing rumor that's out there. The rumor is that the Golden Bachelor and his wife, Teresa, you know, they were only married 3 months. They announced their split. I know. They said family issues. Turns out some people believe money could be the problem. There's a theory going around that during the process of trying to secure a mortgage in South Carolina, Teresa found out that Gary had some kind of monetary issues, and maybe he only picked her because she did have money. In an expose last November, The Hollywood Reporter called out some discrepancies between real life and the way Gary was, or Jerry, whatever his name was, Jerry, I guess, G-E-R-R-Y, Jerry, was portrayed on the show. One of their accusations was that he juiced up his resume. So once they got started, he figured out, oh, I'm into this lady because she's got money, is the allegation.
Yeah, they say his middle name is Attrick.
Jerry Attrick. If any of this is true, the one thing that's good is going for us, they did sign a prenup. So
they did.
She won't be giving him any money after 3 months of marriage. Kind of shocking. The Golden Bachelor didn't work out.
But at least they went on and got married. Not the deal that's supposed to happen every time, and rarely it does.
Rarely does. Yeah. But they're just another one of those couples that never, what, there's like two couples in the history of The Bachelor or Bachelorette that it's worked out for? Mm-hmm. Maybe three?
Yeah. It's just silly.
You feel sad for them because they're old.
I'm heartbroken.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.